This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Leading congressional Republicans confirming yesterday that U.S. intelligence agencies have developed information on a Russian military operation aimed at killing American and allied troops in Afghanistan. The GOP lawmakers saying, though, any U.S. response needs to wait until the intelligence community reviews all of the material. Meanwhile, the White House is being pressed about what it knew and when it knew that Russia's been offering terrorists bounties to kill U.S. and allied forces.
Neither the president nor the vice president were briefed on the alleged Russian bounty intelligence.
That's White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany speaking to reporters outside the White House Sunday. Under a law passed yesterday by lawmakers in Iowa, women in that state who are seeking an abortion will now have to wait 24 hours before they're allowed to get one. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The Supreme Court will not be taking up a challenge to President Trump's border wall plans. The case dealing with environmental requirements waived by the Department of Homeland Security to speed up construction. Environmental groups argued that that was outside the agency's authority, but a previous ruling had gone against them. Well, it's now going to stay in place. The advertising boycott against Facebook has now got about 250 companies on board, including Ford, Pepsi, Adidas, and Denny's. The latest arrivals to the list joining the Stop Hate for Profit campaign. They're all promising not to spend money on Facebook ads in July. This after civil rights groups have been accusing the social media giant of doing very little to stop hate speech and misinformation. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Despite concerns about that state's recent surge in coronavirus cases, Governor Mike DeWine is now allowing nursing homes to welcome visitors again. The governor announcing yesterday outdoor visiting can begin on July 20th with precautions so as to protect residents and staffers.
Once the nursing home has been cleared, once the testing has been taken place, then that nursing home can, in fact, start opening up for visitation, again, subject to the basic standards that we outline.
Pilots are now testing Boeing 737 MAX jets again for FAA certification. As test pilots test the aircraft in Seattle, it's a big moment for Boeing since the 737 MAX has been grounded for more than a year after two deadly crashes overseas. If all goes well, Boeing could have those planes back in commercial service by late this fall. And Shaquille O'Neal is introducing the Shaq-a-roni pizza in partnership with Papa John's, hoping to raise money for several charities. A dollar from each sale of the Shaq-a-Roni Extra Large Pizza through August 23rd will be donated to the Papa John's Foundation for Building Community. The funds will be used towards COVID-19 relief to fight racial injustice, donated to the Boys and Girls Club of America and the United Negro College Fund. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is Dr. Lauren Wright, an associate research scholar and lecturer. She teaches presidency and executive power at Princeton University. Well, I'll tell you, it's got to be kind of fun for you. I mean, even though you're not specifically in a classroom, but it's not like you're lacking for any topics here, right?
No, I mean, all things presidential power, presidential elections, public opinion, these are all things I'll talk to my students in the fall about, and I have a bunch of them that I might have to teach virtually, so mm-hmm. trying to figure out how I can do best for them, and we'll have a good class.
I'm sure you will. Just as a quick analysis, at least from my humble perspective here, and I'll keep it humble, is that it seems that, you know, our government, in a sense, has run amok. And this has been, you know, going on for decades, where Congress needs to be congressing. The Senate needs to be doing its, you know, particular lane of activity that's so important. And the president needs to be doing theirs. And meanwhile, you've got SCOTUS running amok as well and getting out of their lane. This creates just additional problems, does it not?
Well, it depends what issue you're talking about. You know, with regard to policing and reform and racial issues in the country, Congress has historically not been very well equipped to deal with those things. And it sounds counterintuitive because, of course, you know, arguably the most important government body we have should be taking a lead on it. But again, you do see partisan lines of division. And that they are, again, thinking of their constituents, not a national scale problem, which is why presidential leadership is so important. And then when you talk about police reform in particular, the local level is critical. Mayors are critical. Governors are critical. City councils are where these conversations need to be happening. And so, yes, we should expect leadership from Congress, and we should be absolutely disappointed when they fail to deliver, but we also need to look at the localities where these laws are being made and enforced every day.
Lauren, do we need to reconnect with a clear mission statement? I mean, the mission statement can be universal. The application, you know, can be, you know, scrutinized on a local level, as you're saying. And I agree with you that a lot of these have to do with local issues and some local courage. But at the end of the day, it should complement a national perspective that we want good for all people and an advancement for all people. And if the playing field is leveled in that regard, and I'm keeping it very simplistic, I'm trying to keep it, without getting too hefty here. But I think that's we're missing this. This vision and our objective of what we expect from government, it seems has gotten a bit confusing.
Yes, and that vision, frankly, does have to come from the president. And, I just think when we are so divided and people are in the streets and people are scared and, African-American citizens don't feel that their interests have been represented for a long time, stomping your feet and talking about law and order and domination without acknowledging the pain and history is just not going to cut it. And so that type of vision that you're talking about should come from the president. And when I hear people say, oh gosh, I hope he doesn't give a speech on race, he's going to mess it up, I hope he doesn't come out and try to talk about this, I really disagree with that. I would like to hear from him, and if it's inadequate, maybe it is, but he needs to try. And I think people want him to try to communicate effectively.
Well, and you're exactly right, because in studying presidential powers and position, it means a lot. And you can never underestimate. It's like being on the job. You know, you talk about everybody wants reward and recognition. They want acknowledgement. And where does that come from but the CEO of an organization? And here we have the commander-in-chief that has the bully pulpit, has that position, and the weight of his words can be very powerful. Hopefully, he would choose them wisely and would, do what I think all of us are longing for, and that is some unification in the midst of this. But, you know, this is a huge hurdle. This has been going on for decades. We haven't gotten right up to this point, but I think it's all coming to a head for a positive outcome here, Lauren, and that's just me being optimistic. I think, we've exercised this demon for decades. Can we, pause for just a moment? And it's not so much about what somebody is saying as much as what we're hearing. I think we need to listen, and because some of this, what you're sharing in terms of empathy toward the other, we just don't understand. I mean, Republicans doing what they do immediately when a problem comes up, they start looking at numbers. Well, they say, well, that's only about 10 blacks that are killed by police. Well, all that might be fine and well, and all those numbers are right, but you have to hear it from the heart of the people that's feeling that pain. Now, those numbers, at some point, may come and be reconciled reasonably in their heart. But right now, their heart is very bruised. And the perception of what they've been raised with and what they've been dealing with for decades is very painful. But we're not going to get there if we're not listening.
Perspective from Republicans is not okay, if that's the perspective. And I actually think a lot of Republicans in Congress are recognizing this, and they are urging the president to take more of a unified stance on this, because they do look at public opinion figures often, and people are turning against the president because they're scared on account of coronavirus, and a lot of elderly citizens are scared for their health and their well-being. And people are in the lowest numbers he has, even if you think about how he's dealt with coronavirus or his job approval overall, which is about 40% right now, the lowest number still is how he's dealing with the protests and racial tensions. And so we do need a better messenger. And I'll just say really quickly, Bill, Americans give presidents a lot of leeway on these things. They really do, especially in times of strife and insecurity. People will stretch themselves to try, they want to hear from the president, and they're very forgiving, too much forgiving, very often on messaging, but they do want to hear a message from the president. And very quickly, we've been making progress. Obviously, I'm calling you from Princeton. Our policy school changed its name over the weekend, our president announced, from the Woodrow Wilson School. to the Princeton School of Public and International Affairs. So the debates that you're saying, yes, have been happening for decades. We're starting to see some progress on those things. We are in a different time, and public opinion is shifting on these things.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's been radical. It has come upon us like a tsunami. But again, this is the opportunity. If we're going to get on the other side of this, I mean, we've been going in circles around this issue for a long time. But if we're going to get on the other side and really look at one another in the manner to which Martin Luther King Jr. had dreamed about, then we have to listen for one another and listen to each other. And as you say, leave our armament, our traditional armament, set it aside and look at it through the other person's eyes and really have an empathetic heart to the situation that we're dealing with. Anyway, we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Dr. Lauren right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875. with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And we're hearing from Dr. Lauren Wright. And, you know, Lauren, as you'd mentioned in the first break, Princeton, you know, a lot of people, you know, changing names, bringing it to a modern era in terms of sensitivity. You know, Princeton is listening, and they feel like this is a bold move, a needed move that they needed to make in changing their name. There's others that are changing. You know, my only hope is, and through this whole process, that it's not necessarily part and parcel of the cancel culture, because even the cancel culture in and of itself gets in the way of true healing and an objective perspective that, you know, at the end of the day becomes a win-win proposition for all concerned.
I would say the name changing, you know, of a lot of schools and institutions across the country is a conversation. At least I know at Princeton, students have been asking for this for many years, and it's really to their credit that we were so far along in that that conversation, mm-hmm. That finally the school decided to make this big change. But, I mean, Woodrow Wilson, rightly so. I mean, this is someone who is probably particularly inappropriate for a policy school. He re-segregated the federal workforce even after it had been integrated. So, I mean, he's a true racist, and that's particularly problematic when you're training young leaders. But yes, you're right that it cannot just be renaming, and it can't just be taking down statues, however justified it may be, because these problems are systemic.
Yes.
And so I do worry that, you know, after we go through this healing and after we make a lot of changes, people will say, well, that's okay, so racism is over. You know, we took care of it. You know, we're dealing with these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the legacy is there in our education and healthcare institutions. It has systematically disadvantaged African Americans for much longer than, you know, taking down statues and changing names we'll take care of. We need to continue having the conversation.
Well, and I think it's a healthy conversation, and America can withstand it. You know, the challenge of dealing with the systemic issues that are brought up, and sometimes they get confused with, you know, the unrest. You get spokespeople from Black Lives Matter saying we're going to burn it down. You know, all this stuff that, you know, is problematic. But I say, okay, look, it, get the emotions out. Let's let that, you know, process. And meanwhile, let's deal with some real issues. And as you say, tearing down monuments isn't going to end racism. And I'm not sure that even with some of these other issues, because, you know, it's in the heart of men. And that doesn't mean that we just accept it. I think it's unacceptable. But we begin to start making those moves to look through the process and say, where is there perceived systemic racism? Because that really opens up, I think, some unintended consequences along the way where we can even start getting, you know, and start looking at entitlements and things that have not served the poor people of this country, rightly so. It has kept them down. It has not elevated them. So there's something, you know, in the process that's going to be need, you know, that we're going to need to consider that as well.
That's right. And if you look at Jim Crow and the GI Bill alone, I mean, it's just these laws that's what we mean by systemic. The institutions have disadvantaged groups of people, and those disadvantages have compounded over generations, and so we need to have the tough conversations, and it needs to come from policymakers. They don't get an easy out on this. We need to hold people accountable that are supposed to be showing leadership at this time. And it requires, you know, we talk about the statues. I was just looking at an op-ed I wrote in 2017, when we were talking about Confederate monuments in the wake of Charlottesville, and even since then, public opinion has changed so much. And, mm-hmm. and back in 17, we were trying to draw these equivalences, you know, do we take down Confederate leaders but not the founders? And then most people at that point were against taking down statues of the founders, and now there's more support for that, and some people are saying, if you're a slaveholder, that should be part of the history that we're talking about. And so even in 2-3 years, public opinion has shifted so much on this, but the point is we have to have the uncomfortable conversations, and we have to look at people even who are heroes of our national history and designed a government and, you know, refused to claim ultimate authority and victory, and launched an experiment that has impressively endured, had really problematic histories, and, mm-hmm. and it's okay to talk about that.
It's more than okay. We have to talk about it, because that's all part of, you know, it's part of our history. We don't need to annihilate that, because we know there's been other governments that have, you know, and other powers that come in, they take over history, they rewrite history, and that's very dangerous to a culture. And I know that you're not saying that, and I'm with you on it, is that I think maybe there's appropriate places where, you know, some of these monuments need to be relegated to, but also we need to understand what is going on. But it goes back to what we talked about in the first segment, is that what is the common vision? What is the thing that we can all agree on? And I'm a constitutional person. I look to that document. I think it's just such an incredible document. And, you know, because we're human beings, we're not going to live up to it 100%. But we need to remember that in a sense, is our North Star. And I think that's the opportunity, and that's that unifying message that we can all come around, you know, and gather around and say, okay, I can support and be unified under the principles of what our founding fathers laid out. I mean, does it mean that we can't, you know, consider and amend and adjust some things? I don't think our founding fathers said this is all in cement. I think that there's, you know, this is why we have the First Amendment rights, so that we can talk about these things. But by and large, you got to know from whence you came, and what's our North Star. And I think that's the unifying opportunity that is before us. That's just my perspective.
I think that's right. And by the way, you know, part of that is we know we need a government. We know we need one, and we know we need laws.
Right.
And we know we need law enforcement. And one of the things the founders talked about was they just continued to go back to human nature. And unfortunately, when we don't have institutions, we know that we treat each other terribly.
Right.
But those institutions do need to be responsive to the public, and they do need to be open and transparent and compassionate. So that's more the conversation we need to have. I don't think anyone's saying we don't need any sort of laws. We just need, as you're saying, we need to look at those with a critical eye.
Well, we've had some people, you know, said, hey, let's defund the police and things like that. And then, of course, I thought it was quite rich that the people in Minneapolis, the officials there that wanted to defund the police, wanted to make sure they had a budget for for security. It's like, there's just no denying. I mean, come on, let's not be silly about this. But that's what happens when it's all about me. And it's not all about you.
Well, and that, when we don't want situations like in Seattle where people are getting really hurt. I mean,
exactly.
That has to be a consideration. And that's, you know, what I mean is we've tried these things before, and we know that we need government institutions. And we don't want people to hurt each other. And that's what is happening sometimes, you know, without any oversight or local leadership or some sort of law enforcement.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can unify with you on that vision, that we don't want anybody to hurt other people. We want people and a system that is going to elevate and allow each individual, regardless of their race, color, creed, color of skin, to achieve what the founding fathers had laid out before us, and that is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right?
That's right.
Well, I'm going to give you the last word, let you sum it up. We've got about 30 seconds here. You know, I just so appreciate your balanced perspective and your sobriety on these very difficult issues that lie before us. But We'll keep the conversation going. Dr. Lauren Wright, Associate Research Scholar and Lecturer, teaches Presidency and Executive Power at Princeton University. Thank you, Lauren. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Leading congressional Republicans confirming yesterday that U.S. intelligence agencies have developed information on a Russian military operation aimed at killing American and allied troops in Afghanistan. The GOP lawmakers saying, though, any U.S. response needs to wait until the intelligence community reviews all of the material. Meanwhile, the White House is being pressed about what it knew and when it knew that Russia's been offering terrorists bounties to kill U.S. and allied forces.
Neither the president nor the vice president were briefed on the alleged Russian bounty intelligence.
That's White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany speaking to reporters outside the White House Sunday. Under a law passed yesterday by lawmakers in Iowa, women in that state who are seeking an abortion will now have to wait 24 hours before they're allowed to get one. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Remember, people who are out there now are talking about taking down George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, probably dynamiting Mount Rushmore. You now have a guy out there saying that any statue or painting that shows Jesus as being white should be destroyed. So I think it gets out of hand pretty rapidly. And most people agree that no one should have the right on their own to go and destroy things. I mean, if you want to go through a political process and say, well, you know, that particular statue should be moved into a museum or whatever, that's one thing. But to just go out on your own and say, I have decided I will destroy this, clearly is the end of civilization as we've known it. I mean, these are vandals and barbarians.
So Newt Gingrich with some sober perspective here and what we've been talking about with what's happening with the monuments and for them to even talk about Mount Rushmore as well, it's nonstop here. How insidious it is becoming. We're standing by for the infamous Jeff Cruer. We're going to be joining his show live as a simulcast with Louisiana's favorite son, the Cajun Crushers Daily Radio Show on WGSO 990 AM. And we're going to be talking about his latest column that the left is not, they're not whistling Dixie. I mean, even the Dixie Chicks, they're no longer the Dixie Chicks. They're now just the Chicks. That's what it's come down to. So we should hear Jeff pop in here any second now, as they usually do.
Wonder when the group Dixie.
Well, here it is. You can start to hear him now. So, you know, Jeff Cruer, my good friend in Louisiana.
Then, of course, we're looking at.
Okay, he's doing the intro and lead up to his segment as well as we stand by to join and talk about, like I said, his latest column that the left is not a whistling Dixie. You know, as he writes, he says, in the span of just over a month, a plethora of changes have occurred in the U.S. throughout the world, all to appease the politically correct guardians who now monitor every aspect of our society.
Martinez,
hey,
with him now.
Well, here it is. We're connecting now. Hey, good to be with you, Jeff. As always, I was just bragging on you about this new column that the left is not whistling Dixie. I mean, even the Dixie Chicks, they're no longer Dixie. They're just the Chicks now, you know?
Well, we call them the D-Cups now. There's the Dixie Cups here that are
yes.
Now the D-Cups, and the Dixie Chicks are now just the Chicks.
What is, I mean, like, all this history, as rich as it is, you know, nobody is stopping to think what the end game is and what we're doing, you know, to our culture here, Jeff.
Right. I think it's incredible damage, Bill, all in the name of, I guess, some sort of politically correct agenda. We're changing names. We're changing movies. We're eliminating TV shows. We're in the process of tearing down statues all over the country and I don't think this is improving the plight of minority communities or people distressed. I don't think this is making their lives any better. It's just ridiculous virtue signaling. I mean, it's just the left patting themselves on the back that we're making things better here in this country when really they're not.
No.
They're embarking on something that's sort of like an American cultural revolution, Bill.
Well, it's a clear demonstration of lack of intelligence, Jeff, because they don't know the country's history. I mean, look what they're doing. They're pulling down statues that actually support their cause. I mean, this is how ludicrous it is. But again, it speaks to their ignorance in all this, and it's all very dangerous. And we've said repeatedly since this outbreak is that you have to be careful in the height of emotions to be making decisions. We know by experience, whenever we've made decisions at the height of emotions, you know, probably a good 99% wrong decision here. So we probably need to exercise some of these demons and get through it with the least amount of damage as possible. But, you know, something's going to spark here. I mean, you saw what happened where, was it an attorney? I can't remember the city. Was it Washington?
It was St.
Louis. St. Louis. I mean, Jeff, that could have been a disaster. I mean, he's got an AR, and I mean, his wife with her pistola, but even still, I mean, there could have been some serious damage here.
Well, that's the only way they protected themselves, maybe from being killed and their property ransacked. Mm-hmm. They threatened the couple's lives, their dog. They broke through the private gates. They were harassing this couple, and listen, they were exercising their rights to protect their property and their lives, and now the St. Louis attorney there is thinking about possibly charging them.
Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous.
I don't think they did anything wrong, but that's really what our future is, Bill. If we continue to demonize the police and restrict the police, and these police officers leave, they're not enough police, they can't get involved in decent policing because there are too many restrictions on them. That could be our future, Bill.
Well, and it's dangerous. I mean, and look, what was it? The one city, well, in Michigan, right? They defund the police, except for, you know, three council members that are now getting, in lieu of the police now, they're getting daily protection to the tune of, what, $4,500 a day per?
Yeah, that's in Minneapolis, and that is basically in lieu of, you know, a police force. They're getting private security, but how about the average citizen there, Bill? They can't afford the private security. What about
exactly
them?
Right.
I mean, well, they're not even being thought of by these elite politicians.
Of course not. But, you know, and this is a shame of it all that, you know, they're ignored. But look at, you know, and this is happening in blue states primarily, as you know. And it's up to the blue state citizens to decide, okay, is this the kind of government you want?
It's amazing to see what the people in California and New York and all these other blue states have to put up with, Bill. It's something that I don't want to see visited upon the whole country. I don't want to see all of us in those kind of conditions. And, you know, that's why this upcoming election means so much and why I wrote about it in the column. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. very concerned what would happen to our country if Biden wins, because he's just a puppet of the far left.
Well, it'll definitely go overboard, and I think that what we'll realize is what Mike Flynn, in his warning, in his recent op-ed, saying that 2% could overwhelm the 98%, and next thing you know, to your very point, is that we're living the 2% world.
I know, and that's crazy, because, I mean, to me, polls are showing the vast majority of people do not want to defund the police. Do not want to create an autonomous zone. Do not want to tear down statues and our history. Do not want to see businesses burned and looted. I mean, the vast majority of people, I think, are very opposed to this. But mm-hmm. they're fearful, Bill. They're fearful of coming out. They're fearful of showing their support. So this very vocal and dangerous minority of protesters and radicals is sort of having their way with everything right now.
Well, it really is. I mean, it's kind of amazing how the Democrats would say we need to protect the integrity of the election. And this is what the left is doing. They are greatly influencing the election, when you think about it, by disquieting people, by canceling them, having them shelter in place, and to be so fearful to even suggest any kind of differing opinion. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself. I mean, the perfect case in point is just what you said, what happened there in St. Louis, you know, with this couple. I mean, this thing, you know, was not looking good. And, you know, they bust through this gated community. And, you know, we've heard numbers 300, 500 people. I mean, this could have been a mess and outrage. But, hey, this is what's knocking on the doorsteps of the silent majority of America. And the silent majority can no longer be silent on this, Jeff, because we're all pay a price.
Yeah, what I'm hoping, Bill, is that the silent majority, which I think is an overwhelming majority, will see all this and say, all right, we can't let this happen to the whole country. We're going to rise up and we're going to get out there and do our duty and vote in November and literally save our country from destruction. And I'm hoping and praying that happens.
I'm right with you, because it's a clear binary choice like any binary choice we've ever had. I mean, it really is that distinct. And it's going to be up to we the people to save this country, as it should be. And that's the way our founding fathers had laid it out. And we the people need to step up big time, no doubt about it. Jeff Cruer, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Take care. All the best.
With today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Many listeners to the Amakuku Evangeli program in Zimbabwe are finding hope in Jesus thanks to programs recorded in the languages they were born to speak. Since 1983, the Tide Ministry has worked to reach the many potential believers in Zimbabwe. And even though Zimbabwe has been fairly extensively evangelized, there are still many who need to hear the gospel message. From the regular feedback we receive from listeners, many are hungry to learn more about Jesus. Listen to just a few of their heartfelt sentiments. One wrote, "Your preaching blessed me and I learned a lot." Another said, "I heard the word. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior." And finally one said, "Your messages lift my soul."
To learn more about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is leading people in Zimbabwe and other countries into a heartfelt relationship with Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we want to hear that spirit, by the way. If you go to BillMartinezLive.com, you'll notice at the upper right-hand corner, look at it. It says, you know, here's a phone number for you to call and to get it off your chest. It's 833-BML-RANT, like Bill Martinez Live, 833-BML-RANT, and just dial it up, toll-free number, get it off your chest, and you will walk lighter in the day, and you will start seeing the sun again. Right, Samantha Mal?
Yes, that's right.
We want people to see the sun. I mean, you know, look at, I understand, look at COVID, you know, riots, all this stuff that's happening in America. We're big enough. We can handle this. And I think, as Michael Flynn said, you know, it's representing maybe 2% of America that is outraged right now. And we're strong enough. We can handle this. We'll get on the other side of it. And I believe that this is an opportunity for us to get on the other side of it, not to just to get by it. I mean, to truly get on the other side of it and do something about these serious issues that we've been dealing with for decades, you know, this racial divide. And let's be honest. Let's have a honest conversation about the issues and what some perceive as being systemic. And, you know, because the one thing about systemic, it goes both ways. It just doesn't go in one direction. You know, and that, I think, is, you know, might be shocking when we have a conversation. But right now, when it's all about an expression of emotion, it's a one-sided monologue. And we need to have a coming together. And kind of like the first story, speaking of coming together, that you write about here, Sam, and I saw this video, and this is so awesome, you know, and of all things, the national anthem. You've got a graduating senior singing the national anthem, and suddenly you have a world-class partner with her singing this duet that has just gone viral, right?
That's right. So Portland State University graduate Madison Halberg, she was doing a national anthem video recording for her virtual graduation this year. And she got really lucky, and a man that was later identified as Emmanuel Henry, he actually goes by Andre, he's a professional opera singer, which, you know, when you hear his voice, you can hear that he must be professional. I didn't know this when I first saw the video. One of the things that made it cool is he kind of comes in and he's like, would it be okay if I joined? And he joins her singing the national anthem. And it's a young white woman and, you know, handsome black man. And he comes in and sings it with her. And it's just like, this is what you want to see. This is, you know, she, and they both kind of said the same thing. And there's so much negative going on. Mm-hmm. You know, this is who we are as a country. And this will help us get through this kind of coming together instead of, you know, talking badly about people around you or criticizing them. To show the love, and I think it really radiated with this video, and it's a beautiful, they both have beautiful voices, and together, you know, it really, it choked me up, to be honest, to watch, you know, the national anthem is something that I think always, if you feel a lot of love and, like, gratitude towards your country, it will choke you up, but especially at this moment, to see the two of them come together like that, it was just...
No, it was very, very precious, no doubt about it, Sam. And I'm glad they shared it with us, and you're sharing, and we're talking about it, because especially at a time when, you know, you've got forces out there tearing down monuments, tearing down, you know, cultural icons of our country, you know, the national anthem is something that, you know, we've embraced, and I think it's okay to revisit. And be able to look at it, and you know, and right now you've got some people that want to take a look at and scrutinize every, you know, every vowel, every adjective, every piece of the lyric of the national anthem, and it's okay. But I mean, you know, you tell me what other songs in our catalog like this would touch so many people. And, you know, it says something about it and why it's been, you know, such a big part of our culture and our history, and why, you know, people, especially people who have been in the military, and how they stand for the national anthem proudly. They stand with their shoulders erect, and they stand tall when the national anthem comes on. And that's what we want. We, you know, our dream is that all Americans would stand tall, that this would not be anything that would bring them down, but that would lift them up, because it has done that for decades, until suddenly, you know, we have people that would want to turn something that has been such a great positive into a negative. This next story, you've got a local waste management man, you know, people would say garbage men. I'm wondering, you know, if that's even anymore. We have to be so sensitive about the language we use. But anyway, they were brought to tears by a neighborhood surprise party. Tell us about this.
That's right. So Saul Scruggs and Keon Richard, they are garbage men down in Miami Beach, and they haven't missed a day through all of this craziness. And, you know, not only are they frontline workers, I would think that their job puts them at particular risk to being exposed. If anybody was going to get exposed to dangerous things, it could be them. You know, you think of the guys that are handling everybody's stuff.
Right.
And... you know, the thing that was that really made them special wasn't just that they showed up to their job. It was their positive energy when they're doing it. Apparently, the neighborhood that they go to, they said all the people there came out. And even the mayor, Dan Gelber of Miami Beach, he came out. And they were just saying what a blessing it was for these guys to come through. And, you know, they just always had a smile for you. They said if you know them, that you love them.
Yeah.
You know, Scruggs, whenever he was talking about it, he had to fight back tears to thank everybody. And then Richardson, the other guy who was honored, was talking about how Scruggs was actually somebody who was a role model for him. And he wanted to be just like him. And I think seeing people appreciate workers who sometimes haven't gotten appreciation like they should in the past, like to appreciate not only what they do, but their positive attitude, I love this kind of story.
Well, and this is the thing. This is a great example, because sometimes you're not appreciated, but you enjoy your job and you make the most of it. I mean, you know, I've often said that if you're going to be working 8 hours a day, you should enjoy what you're doing. And it seems like in this particular case, you know, these men here were enjoying, they were making the most of it. And, you know, it's kind of like the old Cinderella, right? Whistle while you work. And off and going and having a great time and engaging people. And here it is, a very mundane job, a necessary, essential job. If you think not, I mean, whatever, you've been in a city like in New York. Yeah. We happened to be through New York one time when there was a strike, you know. The people were not collecting, you know, the stuff. And, man, it was not very pleasant, because when you have the consolidation of that many people in such a small area, it stunk, and it stunk bad. Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure when refuge was again being picked up on a regular basis, New Yorkers were very happy once again. This next one, after a viral video, people raised $62,000 for a 70-year-old Paletta vendor's retirement.
That's right. So Don Rosario sells these things called pilates. They're like Mexican popsicles.
Okay.
And he's a street vendor. And Michelangelo Mosqueda, he has a TikTok that actually went viral. So on Father's Day, what Michelangelo decided to do, this is in Chicago, by the way, mm-hmm. He decided to go buy out all of Don Rosario's popsicles or Paletas. So
Paletas,
yeah.
Right.
They sound delicious, by the way.
Yeah, they are. They are very delicious.
Like a side note, it sounds
delicious.
I'm sure there's some disappointed that he bought all of them, but he bought all of them so that Don would be able to go home to his family on Father's Day.
Oh, wow.
And the video took off and had such a positive response. He's like, you know what? This guy's 67 years old. Let's see what we can do about helping him retire. So he decides to start a GoFundMe with the goal of raising just $10,000. And he ends up raising $67,000.
What kind of retirement are you going to get for $10,000? Come on, give me a break.
I think all the people donating agreed with you, and he ends up, you know, he's like, okay, we're gonna wrap it up. I think it's very unexpected, but you know, mm-hmm. we hope that. And I'm sorry, he's actually 70 years old, but he's. Mm-hmm. But I just think, you know, when you see strangers and that could use a hand, or people who are just out there doing their job, and then you can just have the ability to help them, like. Mm-hmm. I love when people are looking for the ability to help in this world.
And this is all happening in the midst of coronavirus and people looting streets and all this stuff, right?
That's right.
This is why you're the good news girl. We need you. Camp Lejeune Marine is being thanked for pulling a woman's car out of floodwaters. What happened?
So, you know, it has been raining a lot down in North Carolina recently, as it has all over the eastern United States. And Sergeant Benjamin Revolt he's down in Camp Lejeune, and he's on his lunch break, and he sees a woman and her husband stuck in the water. And he ends up getting the picture that really, I think, made it go viral was him. You can only see his legs kind of floating up from the water. He actually got underneath the car to help them and to
save
flood water. Yeah, wow. It was shocking. You know, he's just, this guy just doing it on his lunch break, and he does it without ever thinking, you know, that he should get recognized or anything like that. He didn't know she was going to take his picture. So Margarita Capistani decides to take his picture and just thank him. And the video or the picture ends up going viral. And, you know, I think that kind of shows what Marines are all about. Personally, I've always known them to be very helpful. And growing up around Marines, I always felt like safe. And I knew that if anybody needed anything, if your car broke down or anything like that, these guys are always the kind of guys to help you. And I think if you're around that, you can't help but appreciate what sacrifices they make for the country and what kind of guys they are.
And we got these stories and others, including a thankful mom who's praising two college football players for helping her daughter, and a teen surprising a deputy with an act of kindness today. Really is a standout. It's all right there at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Samantha Mao, as always, you are a blessing. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to